Did you hang up?
No, I don't know if I can stay awake 30 minutes.
You can do it. Tell me, how did the golf tournament go today?
Good. We shot 59, but we didn't win. 59
and you didn't win?
We shot 59. We finished one shot out. We finished tied for second, but we lost in a scorecard playoff.
Oh.
Yeah. So we finished, I think, fourth or something. I don't know.
Oh.
We got ripped around.
I think so, too. 59 is awesome.
Yeah, well, the other team we played with today shot 59, and then Roscoe and his team shot 59, so.
Yeah.
They were, we thought if we shot 59 that we'd win, and we lost by one, so.
Well, we sold our tickets today.
Oh, really? What'd y'all get for them?
The three tickets that we had down on the floor,
mm-hmm.
the good seats, we sold for $1,000.
$1,000?
Mm-hmm.
For all three?
Uh-huh. That was the best offer we could get.
Okay.
And it took us all day to get that.
Really?
Yeah.
Who'd y'all sell them to? Did you get it in cash?
Yeah, we sold it to scalpers.
Okay, just split it how many ways?
That plus the other two tickets that we sold for $350.
Okay.
So $1,350, we split that.
Five ways. Okay,
so
that's not
just,
bad.
No, it was just enough.
That's going
to
pay for your trip.
And the plane ticket and the ticket to the
Yeah, game. So that's going to pay for your, that's going to pay for everybody's trip.
Right, that's right. Tonight we went back into the city. Well, we were already there, and we went and saw the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that you needed to see that.
Right. It was way far away, but we got to see it anyway. It was really really neat.
Okay.
We went to Planet Hollywood for dinner.
Okay.
And that was really fun. And I guess we saw just about everything. We went on Wall Street. George, Mr. Banking and Finance. Had
Did
to
you?
To see Wall Street, right?
Well, yeah, I had to.
So
you should go to the trading tomorrow.
Yeah, you know what we're going to do? Baltimore is 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Then like an hour, hour and a half past that is Washington.
Yeah, that's what you should do.
That's what we're going to do. They, you know, Marvin and Brian and them, they haven't ever been to, well, Brian has, but to the Smithsonian and to the Washington Monument. Everything we can do that's right there in that day.
Okay, what time is your flight? When are y'all supposed to?
We fly out of Baltimore at 7 in the morning.
Tuesday?
Tuesday morning. So if we go ahead and drive tomorrow to D.C. and stay in Baltimore, you know, we can sleep for a few hours and get up and go to the airport Tuesday morning.
Okay, that's good. That's a good
Instead
plan.
Instead of having to drive from here.
Yeah, that's a real good plan.
I think so, too.
But y'all need to be.
We crammed as much as we could in tonight.
Well, that's good.
We went through Chinatown and all that kind of stuff. We
oh, really?
Tried to see everything we could see.
Huh, that's neat. Well, you also need to be probably more careful in D.C. than you do New York City.
Right, the crime is a lot worse in D.C.
So, okay.
Anyway, we've run into a lot of Syracuse fans and Kentucky fans, and, well, of course, we're pulling for Kentucky now.
Yeah. You got to pull for the SEC.
You know, we really haven't run into very many mean people here either, rude.
Oh, really?
Really. Everybody has been kind of friendly. The people, the waiters and waitresses all want to know where we're from. And
well, I think in events like this, they probably are.
Right.
I think probably day to day when nothing special is going on is probably when they're rude.
Right.
But that's neat. I mean, that's good.
We went through. Marvin has been so funny this whole trip. he's just always late. You know, we all say, you know, there's the day's end, and like 10 minutes later, he goes, "Oh, there's the day's end."
Right.
He asked where the Eiffel Tower was.
Did somebody tell him?
Paris.
Tell him he's down there on 5th and 22nd Street.
Anyway, it's been pretty fun. We've had a good time today. After we sold the tickets and got done with all that, we've enjoyed ourselves.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah.
I bet Planet Hollywood was cool.
It was, and since, well, you know, it was like the one in Vegas.
I was about to say, yeah, I mean, I said that, but then I got to thinking, I mean, I think we've been in the one in Vegas, but I think I've been in two others since then. They're all the same.
Right, right. Well, I thought since they'd never been to one, I thought that was great.
I'd go to them.
To go, and I said, well, we need to do that.
Yeah, especially if you're with people who've never been, yeah.
Right. You have, that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I got you a T-shirt, too.
You did?
Yeah.
Is it an American flag T-shirt?
No, there wasn't. I looked.
Okay, well, you're
that
sweet.
That would have been classic if I could have found one.
You're sweet.
Hmm?
I said you're very sweet.
Well, I've been thinking of you, and I've been seeing, you know, all the shows, and David Letterman, and I think that we need to get back up here whenever we can.
I think so.
How did Virginia go? You didn't really tell me the other night.
It went well. I mean, everybody, yeah, I had a bad flight up. I was tired when I talked to you.
Right.
And my flight back sucked too, so.
Right. I'm just wondering, what does Roanoke, Virginia look like?
It's a lot like, I guess, Mississippi in a way. I mean, it's in a valley. I mean, there's mountains all around it, but the city's not, it's only about 200,000 people, and then the, a suburb, so it's kind of like it's a little bit smaller than Jackson.
Right. And we've decided that New Jersey is a suburb of New York.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is.
Kind of like the only thing here is industrial. We can't even find a gas station.
It is. I didn't get to see a lot of the city of Roanoke and everything, except just from the hotel to the branch and then from the branch to the airport.
Right.
But, they like me a lot. Everybody I talk to, I don't know, sweetheart. I mean, it's just, I guess it'll depend on if we want to go up there and how much money.
Right.
So there's a GE plant in Roanoke. So,
that would be very nice.
So I don't know if you've interviewed with anything like that.
No, I haven't interviewed with GE.
There is a plant there. I think maybe the next step is get some information on Roanoke and find out what type of engineering opportunities there are in that area.
Right. And even anything that's technical that I can do technical sales for.
I mean, yeah, and if it's not that great, I mean, maybe they pay me enough where it doesn't really matter for about 2 or 3 years.
Right, right. I hate to start at anything real low just because it's like Sandra said, you know, she's just now making what she thinks she should have started out at. You know, it took her 10 years to get where she is now.
Yeah, but I mean, right now.
But, like you said, that's not what?
Sandra doesn't need it.
Right.
And
maybe we'll be the same way.
Yeah. I mean, you finally get there, but...
No big deal.
Sandra's kind of paid her dues up front, and now...
Now she can sit at home and watch football.
If she wants to. But she shouldn't.
Right.
They've got a great situation, because Brian is making a great salary. I mean, they could take Sandra's check every week and turn it into cash, and...
They're not that practical, though. And I are, but
I mean, there's a lot of good stuff you could do.
Right.
So
I guess you have to be at work in the morning.
And I'm making
you talk to me for 30 minutes.
For 30 minutes. I gotta close this week, but it shouldn't be that bad.
You thought about going to see my mama this week?
Huh?
You should go see my mama this week and let her cook for you.
Oh, you think so?
Mm-hmm.
Might do that. We got to go see Mama and Papa when you come home.
Okay. After their Ole Miss comments, I definitely owe them a visit.
Yeah. Papa came out today and followed us around. We had a really good time. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I hate that I missed playing with Zachary.
It was a lot of fun. It was so cold, though, and wet.
Really?
Yeah, it really was.
It was a pretty day today in New York. I got to wear my shorts, but this evening I got cold.
That's great. I mean, it was really cold.
Really?
I can't. That's why I can't believe that everybody played. as well as they did.
Really, you were playing that well. It should have been an advantage.
I mean, we shot 59. I thought we were going to win.
I
would
have thought
I thought 60 would win, and Larry said he thought 59 would, and so, but anyway.
And my word, you shot lower than that.
We shot 59, and it didn't win. We were shot short. So that's about right. Roscoe and I missed by a shot in the last tournament, so.
Well,
all right, Roscoe's not happy with me. Because they shot so bad yesterday that they got put in the first flight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they ended up winning a set of irons, okay? Mm-hmm. We beat them by two shots, and they win a set of irons, and we win a cooler.
Oh.
And so, I mean, that's fine. I mean, if that had been me, I wouldn't care. But, I mean, it pisses me off.
That would upset me.
So he walks up to me, and I'm mad that we hadn't won. I'm mad because they're going to win irons, and I'm mad because we didn't win after shooting 59. And then I find out that they shoot 59, so I'm even more mad. And we had a bet with him. We won yesterday, and we had the same bet today. And he was walking up, and I didn't even let him say anything. I said, "You owe me $10.
And then he shot the same thing.
And then he said something to me and turned around. I'll tell you what he said, but we're on this 30-minute phone call.
Right. You don't have to tell me.
So I don't think he's mad at me. I might not get to go to the Masters.
Yes, you will.
Yeah.
You're teasing, right?
I don't know. Was
he really mad?
I don't know. I know that I was mad. Yeah, I mean, I doubt that's in jeopardy, but
I hope not. That's your dream. It's kind of neat that you get to do that. We were talking about someone was telling me that for a girl for her fiance's or maybe it was for her husband's anniversary present, she got him the tickets to the championship.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you know he's such a big basketball fan. Well, you know, if I were to get Chris tickets to something, it would be the Masters. And I said, and he gets to do that this year. And they were saying, well, it was so neat because she wasn't going with him. I said, well, no, you know what? I think I'd just let Chris go with somebody like Roscoe, you know.
If you get me tickets, though, I'd want you to go.
No, but it would be more. It would mean more for you if you were there with someone like Roscoe.
No, I know, but, I mean, I've been before, too.
Yeah.
I don't want you to see it.
Yeah, I mean, I do want to see it one day.
But yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you're saying.
I thought that was neat. And I don't know if Kim was told us a similar story about the World Cup, someone getting tickets to the World Cup.
Yeah.
For their birthday. So that's neat to keep things like that in mind. You know?
It is. Yeah.
Yes, but we definitely have to come back up here and do Phantom of the Opera and David Letterman and that kind of stuff.
I know. We wouldn't be very far in Roanoke.
I know.
So I've tried to call Jason a couple of times, and I need to try to call him again.
We saw a million gaps in New York.
I know.
And I thought about Tommy.
I know, and Tommy didn't like it.
He's not there anymore?
No, I guess he's, you know... I need to give you. When are y'all leaving tomorrow?
Well, we're leaving early.
Yeah.
I thought about it all day long. I kept thinking, I wish we had Tommy's number. I wish we knew where he was, and we'd have him show us the town.
I know.
But we've really done pretty well getting around. Everybody's taking their turn driving. And,
well, it's good. I mean, if you got a group of people like you do, I mean, you can do that.
Yeah.
When I was there, I was with Dick, and it was a work thing, so...
Right, you didn't get to just get lost for an hour.
Right.
And we have been lost for more than an hour.
It's like hanging out with nerds. So.
Something else exciting happened to you. Oh, I don't know if you saw at the basketball game that Shapiro was there.
Oh, you were telling me that.
And that Bill Cosby played with the Mississippi Band.
You were telling me that, too.
Yeah, and Dr. J.
This morning. Okay. I was telling Larry that.
Right.
So?
I wish y'all had watched the Kentucky game closer. We had recorded it because I know the ball came right to our feet that one time. I'm sure we were on TV.
Oh, I had no idea. or I'd been looking for you.
Right, right. And every time I threw it in, you know, if the camera was across the court, they had to get us. I mean, we were on the second row. We could touch the players just about. It was the press row, and then right above them is where was a row of seats with the press and then us.
Good.
Mm. And we got to see the players. They're all leaving in the morning. They're not even staying for the game.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
sad?
I mean, it kind of is, but then...
Maybe they don't even want to be there.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they probably had their day-to-day in New York and said, okay, let's go back home.
Right.
I'm sure Russell Walters wants to go back home.
We saw him in the hotel today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we went to the Helmsley Hotel.
Everybody was asking about you. Is Jennifer having fun? Did Jennifer sell her tickets? Did Jennifer go to the game?
Oh, well, Mom, when I get in last night, the first thing she asks me, or the first thing she tells me is about the article. No. Is that she heard that the tickets were going for $6,000 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Have you sold yours? I promise you, we didn't run into anybody like that.
Well, I think if you
if we'd sold them initially,
if you'd have sold them initially, or if you'd have had really good seats for all the games, I guess.
Right. I mean, our seats they don't get much better.
Well, I guess maybe you did.
Yeah. I'm just thinking we held on to them too long was the main thing. That was the first thing that David Domain said to us was that. If you're going to sell them first, you know, sell them right off.
Yeah, you got to do that. Right. I mean, because the frenzy builds up. I mean.
Right. Well, once Mississippi State and UMass lost, well, half the stadium's empty.
Yeah.
And everybody sells their tickets.
Well, and especially if it had been, if UMass and Syracuse loses,
then there wouldn't have been any.
Yeah, there would have been plenty of tickets available.
Now, if they both won, they would have. The
man, if UMass and Syracuse had a one, yeah.
Then we would have.
You probably could have got more money.
And I thought about that, you know, as I was cheering for Kentucky and waving the pom-pom. You know, I'm thinking, come on, UMass.
Yeah, really. It was a good game.
I want Kentucky, but I'm also thinking the price of these tickets will double. But anyway.
Good. So you're having fun?
Yeah, we're having a good time. We are now. We hadn't been getting along the whole money thing. And what we're going to do, and then tonight we've had a lot of fun.
Okay, well,
and
good.
I think tomorrow going to D.C., everybody will enjoy that.
Yeah, well, good. We all need to have fun.
I think so, too.
I miss you.
I miss you, too. I do.
Okay.
I guess, you know, I'll go back to Starkville and have class on Wednesday and on Thursday, and I'm done with classes on Thursday at 2, so I'll probably be out of there by 3. And home by 5:30.
So I'll see you Thursday night?
Mm-hmm, because we don't have classes on Friday.
Okay, well, good.
This is Easter weekend, right? No, it's Good Friday.
I think Easter is Sunday, though, isn't it? Isn't that right?
We don't even know our holidays.
I know, especially that one, and we should.
I don't have an Easter dress.
Let's get you a duck, too.
A what?
A duck. Let's get... baby ducks on Easter.
Are you going to get me a duck? You can keep it in the bathtub.
Can
you? Keeps turtles in her bedroom.
That's what you're doing. Here, get you a duck.
Keep a duck in the bathroom.
I'd go for a duck.
Remember, Donna had one.
I know, and the cat
dog,
ate it or something.
The dog ate it.
Dog ate it.
It get caught under the dishwasher like the turtle.
Yeah, really.
Oh, it's embarrassing knowing this call is recorded because it's late at night, and I know my accent's that much worse.
Well, I mean, I sound horrible because...
Well, I'm laying on the floor and everything.
Hoarse or something.
Right.
So, we'll have to put a disclaimer at the end. We really sound better.
That's really what I'm doing right now is disclaiming it.
We sound better than this.
When we're awake, when it's not. What time is it there?
It's 11:13.
Oh, okay, that's right. I kept my watch on your time. Everybody else put it on this time. I said, well, I'll keep up with home time.
So it's just past midnight there, isn't it?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Anyway.
We're supposed to get a warning when it gets close.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you and I are so bad, we can't even talk for 30 minutes, hardly.
Not on the phone. Let's see, what else?
When Donna calls Brad, it's at least 30 minutes.
I know, that's unreal how they do that.
Me neither. Although we haven't seen each other in a month, we should have a month's worth of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, well. Yeah, we will. I gotta see you, though.
Does that mean I get a lecture or something?
No.
Okay. About this trip?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
It's just that I just want to see you versus talking to you.
Okay. Good.
On the phone.
Good.
Okay. I cannot. So somebody's going to be listening to this conversation.
Right. But they're really not listening to what's said, which they probably will. But they're recording inflections in your voice. And that.
Let's see. We should tell a joke then or something.
You got a good joke?
No. What do you think? Yeah, I've got some from the golf tournament, but I can't tell.
No, don't tell a joke like that. I was just about to tell you something about today, and it slipped. Now that I'm under pressure.
They heard me yawn. Maybe they can get a southern inflection out of that.
I'm not sure exactly how the research is done. I need to ask Dr. Pacone after this is all recorded.
We had fun today, though. We stopped. I spent the night with Larry. We got up. We came here, and I changed. We picked Zach up. We stopped to get stuff to make Bloody Marys. We made Bloody Marys for the trip over.
That's a forest tradition. You have to do Bloody Marys.
Zach was buying. It was so funny, Zach. He was going to buy a can of Skull. And
this is good for Southern accent.
This is really good. He's going to buy a can of Skull. So he goes up and he gets a can of Skull, and she rings it up at like $2.50. And he goes, "Are you sure that's right?" And she said, "Yeah, $2.50. And Zach is thinking, well, they're normally $3. He says, "Well, how about giving me just a sleeve of, you know, a Skull," which is like 10 cans.
Mm-hmm.
And she rings it up, and it's, it rings a no. Well, it rings up at like $9. And Zach says, "Are you sure that's right?" And she goes, "Yeah, that's right." He says, "Well, how much more of this stuff do you have?" And she goes, "I got another sleeve." He goes, "Well, I want it." And she rings them both up. It's like $18. And so Zach goes, "You know, do you have any more? I want every bit that you've got back there." And she goes, "No, we don't have any more back here." And he says, "You're sure this is right?" She goes, "Yeah." So normally this would cost Zach, two of these sleeves would cost Zach $60.
Right.
But he's got it for $18. And so he's beside himself. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, okay, Zach has bought
two 20
cans of Skull for $18, $18. And I'm thinking that's 90 cents a can. And so Zach, in the meantime, is back there going, you know, normally I buy these two. This would be, let's see, at $3 a can, and I got 20 cans. He was like, this would be $60. You know, it took him forever to calculate that.
Well, he's an insurance.
And so I started laughing, and I said, no, he's an insurance person. He's so damn far from engineering. I could make the grades he made in engineering.
Well, he's one of those petrochemical engineers.
Yeah.
They don't even have those anymore.
So it took him forever. So I said, "Zach, I said, so you bought 20 cases or 20 cans of Skull for $18. I said, how much is that per can? And I looked at Larry. We died laughing. And Zach didn't get it because he was still trying to figure it up, and he didn't realize that, you know, Larry was going, "Damn, Zach, it took you forever to figure out what 60 or 3x20 was." He goes, "How the hell are you going to figure out what 20 cans and $18 is per can?" And he finally got it, but it took him a while.
Well, good.
And then I said, "Well, what percent discount did you get then, Zach? You know, and he's, we died laughing. He never gave me that answer.
It's that accounting humor of y'all.
Yeah, I guess so.
That would be like us saying something electrical.
Anyway.
Give you something.
I mean, you can say that, but Zach and Larry are pretty much in the same business.
You're right. You're right. They're both in the insurance business.
But they got different degrees.
Yeah, because y'all learn it, too. I mean, y'all learn math. Y'all learn how to make, to add fast, track fast. I mean, that's your job. You're using the 10 key. Both of you in school.
So.
You're supposed to deal with numbers. I know Penny. She can't add, track like that.
Isn't
like
she a math major?
And she's a math major. But she does a lot of theoretical math.
Okay.
You know, proving theorems and stuff.
I slept with Lydia last night, too. She is all over the
bed.
That
sounds good, too, for the phone conversation.
Lydia is my 7-year-old niece.
That still sounds very... No, I'm teasing. No, how's Lydia doing?
She's doing good. She spent the night over there and got up this morning, went to church with Connie and Jared. And that's, I mean, that Larry has been...
He's just a changed person.
He really is.
Married life has done him good.
Well, it's not married life. It's...
Fatherhood.
It's yeah, Fat and Connie.
Right.
I mean, he is. He should be given a gold star for what he's doing with Lydia.
Well, is he? Is he happy?
Yeah, he's very happy.
You know, a couple of times I've seen him. He's just so not Larry that I don't recognize him.
Oh, I know.
So I don't know what this Larry, if he's happy. I'm glad to hear that you think he is.
Yeah, he is.
I know what I was going to tell you. When we were in line outside of Planet Hollywood, we were standing in front of two New Yorkers, and of course they automatically ask where we're from when they hear us talking, you know. And we said from Mississippi, and the guy said that he recognized our accents. He had worked with some Mississippians up. They had come up to New York for some kind of financing class or something. And we were talking about how slow we talk. And we realize why northern people talk so fast.
Why?
It's because when you're trying to give someone directions, you have to tell them real quick, you know. And in the south, you know, being southern, we're talking real slow when we're telling them turn right. But it takes us so long to say it that they've missed it by the time we tell them.
Okay.
So we figured out.
On my flight to Roanoke, there was this old lady from California that was going over for a wedding, and she was a big golfer, and so we started talking about, I mean, she had a lot to say. I mean, she would not be quiet once I got her started. But anyway, it was neat talking to her. I mean, she had played golf pretty much, I mean, in Europe, in Scotland, in Africa, I mean, all over the States, Pebble Beach, you know. I mean, she's just one of these wealthy old people that live in California.
Right.
And, I mean, I thought she was really nice and everything. And then once we land and I'm down at the shuttle depot, I guess, waiting for the shuttle to come pick me up and take me to the hotel, she's walking by. And she had her golf clubs and all this stuff. And, I mean, she came by and kind of hugged me and said, "Here are my golf clubs." And I said, "Well, good luck and play well." And she goes, "Thank you." And she said, "If you're ever in Sacramento or wherever it was, you're ever in California, where the Pierces, you know, Jane and Henry, call me and I'd love to play or whatever." And I'm just like, "Yeah, right." And so I said, "Well, I should have given you some information. If you're ever in Jackson, you should call me to play." And she goes, "Mississippi, no, I don't think so." And I was like, "Well, what would make you think then that I'd come to California?"
Oh, really? We've been there before.
Exactly. I mean, she just got through saying, I mean, and she started, when the conversation started, she said she was from California where everything's fake. So, I mean, I don't know.
And then you're talking about...
And obviously she's right, because then her hospitality and her her courteousness, I guess, was fake as well.
Right.
That pissed me off.
Right. That's bad.
Anyway. I mean, it was like,